Good evening. Welcome to this week's episode of History from the Back Pages. I'm your host, Colin. This is the second episode, which will go over the free films I watched in Costa Rica while traveling. I already went over the film that I watched, The King Mutiny Court Martial. This is the second one I'll discuss, called The Blackberry. So it's a fictional film with some real true experiences about the BlackBerry, the founding, the rise and fall of the BlackBerry phone. It was an interesting film. It had some ups and downs. Overall, though, I pretty much enjoyed it. It had some solid acting. The plot, though, as discussed and I read in some articles, was a little bit over the top fictionalized. It was believable, and as films that are about a product go, this one, I believe, was solid. So the film, The Blackberry, came out in 2023. It's a biographical film with comedy elements, which I enjoyed. I enjoyed the comedy elements that was intertwined in the film. Some good laughs, over-the-top screaming, and some interesting moments that worked well, because it's loosely adapted from Jackie McNeish, Sean Silkoff's book, Losing the Signal, The Untold Story Behind the Extraordinary Rise and Spectacular Fall of BlackBerry. I'll go a little bit over the founders of BlackBerry and then discuss how the phone was created, because that's pretty much the important part of the film. And I'll discuss its horrible fall and legacy and overall opinions of the movie. So the main characters in the film, based on the founders of BlackBerry in real life, are Jay Bruchel, the actor. He plays Mike Lazarus, who is the founder of BlackBerry, one of the co-founders. I thought he was a pretty good choice for the main character. I kind of liked how when BlackBerry began to rise from, which was RIM, the company that switched to BlackBerry, changed its name once it became more successful, how the main character at the beginning of the movie, Jay Purcell, who betrayed him, early nerdy man in nerdy clothes, could barely speak, was more focused on technology, not a good public speaker, not a good communicator. His main skills were his intellect and technology skills. But then once the BlackBerry started to explode, he changed. So the character's personality, style of dress, and demeanor changed. He changed from a meek, really nerdy tech and video game lover to a arrogant CEO whose hair was completely snow white now, dressed in fancy suits, was far more outgoing and in charge, whereas he used to be in the background and did not really make his own decisions. She let others make his own decisions, and he was very smart, just not a people person. But he turned into one towards the end of the film. Complete reversal of character. And I thought that that was a good idea to utilize that, because it made sense. I don't know if it's completely accurate, but it made sense in terms of the character's overall arc. And I liked him too. The one thing that is hard to gauge was that Jay Purcell, for most of the beginning part of the movie, when he portrayed the man as meek and geeky and not public speaker, he didn't really have to do that much acting. More of his acting, though, revolved later in the film. But I don't think his performance of the main characters was the greatest. I thought very solid performance, but I think that the second main character, his performance was even better. So the second main character in the film is the actor Glenn Howerton, plays Jim Bosleil, who became co-CEO of the company. And the character Jim Bosleil
They said it's a little bit fictionalized. Even the man himself says that he was not as aggressive and cruel as portrayed in the movie, but he actually personally loved Glenn Howerton's portrayal of him and said it was excellent, and he really enjoyed the movie. So how it worked with BlackBerry's history and founding was that Mike Lazarus, played by Jay Burchell, and our character, Doug Fegan, portrayed by Matt Johnson, founded RAM, the company, which ended up producing the BlackBerry. But due to being not business savvy, not skilled with communication, not knowing how that thing works, they're taken advantage of, and they needed help to sell and get the BlackBerry going and actually start making an income. That's when they pitched their idea to Jim Balzlile, who first rejected it, said their speech is horrible. Then he came back to them later after he was fired, ended up becoming co-CEO of the organization, and it blew up from there. It was interesting, the character arcs for Mike Lazarus' character and Jim Balzlile. Mike Lazarus started as nerdy, geeky, became aggressive, people person. Jim Balzlile was always people person, but it showed how he was arrogant, he was fired, then became co-CEO, had to do lots of different things to get the company up and running, making real money, getting BlackBerry produced at a massive rate, working with Verizon, working with stuff in China, making some behind the scenes backroom deals, stuff that was SEC noticed and raided BlackBerry. And I liked too part about his hockey obsession, that character person Jim Balzlile was obsessed with hockey. He wanted to own a hockey team. He actually almost bought the Pittsburgh Penguins. His goal was to, but he's rejected by Gary Bettman, the NHL. He wanted to move the team to Hamilton, Canada, where he was, but he was rejected. And it was interesting how in this film portrayal, at least, I don't know if that's accurate, he portrayed and was more obsessed with the Penguins acquisition than the company. And that caused them to lose out on the deal of AT&T and also caused them to be raided by the SEC and then in the end turned over to the SEC for his deals. So overall, it was an interesting film going over how it started from nothing, it rose to amazing heights, and then it fell from grace to nothing, which still is today. It's nothing. It's just interesting how companies can have a short period of time where they explode and then fall. Because BlackBerry at a time was huge. Everyone had BlackBerry, especially business types, people who were using a lot of emails, texting, things along those lines needed a BlackBerry. My uncle used to have one when he was in business sector, tech sector. But once the iPhone came, the BlackBerry was obsolete and it was destroyed. It's funny at the time how, for example, the character Mike Lazarus was discussing, when he showed him data and stats, they said that the iPhone could destroy BlackBerry, and he was very assured. He's like, don't worry. No one will ever want a touchpadless phone with just using their fingers, no keyboard. They'll never catch on. No one will want that. But then, of course, huge. Now iPhone is one of the biggest companies in the whole world. Apple was. So that's what happened to BlackBerry. Rose and fall. Very solid movie. I'd say it was good. I recommend it if you're looking to learn more about BlackBerry. Also, reading the book's not a bad idea. And it's also now a miniseries too. It was turned into one, re-released, with more footage too. So good movie. Liked it overall. That's BlackBerry. Thank you for listening to my review of BlackBerry. Have a good rest of your week. See you next time on Straight from the Back Pages. Stay safe. If you have any films you're recommending me to review or watch, let me know. Happy to look into them. Thank you. See you next time.